Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Illusions. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves in art. And hey, you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time out on this Tuesday night to rock out with me. I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking the time to rock out with me and just be a part of the show tonight. And I hope everything's going well on your Tuesday night. If not, I hope it gets better. And I want you to kick back and relax and let's let it do what it do. Let's get it.
I wanna cry. You ain't ever gonna fly. Blackbird, why you wanna fly? You ain't never gonna fly. Please spare me with your lies. I'm a queen and a child of the Most High. You couldn't deny me even if you tried. Yes, I know. My mama's name was Lonely. My daddy's name was Pain. They may have called me Little Sorrow, but they had no idea what God had in store for me tomorrow. With the pain, he removed the stain. I'm able to withstand the rain. A loyal bird in the sky. This black bird is gonna fly.
And he called you Little Sorrow.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm.
visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels, much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith, motivated to keep on reaching. The Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory. Wholeness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things my humble visionaries. For the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth. Others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
Never high behind my fresh disguise, was never perfect. Was rough on the edges, but stay smooth. and heated moments, but knew to stay cool. Was able to be that way since high school, being a nice dude, but won't scared to fight dudes. But missing days in cafeterias, hungry when I would rap, when time to rumble, ate dudes like lunch food. Reminiscing like CL Smooth on younger days, road to being lost while still paving our way. Love speaking to all my people, cause we all fighters. Cause the closest we got to freedom is our words to being freedom writers. A sharp tongue to kill an argument is freedom slicer. And use our pen to pen our codes, but the wordies and text that Audi can't decipher. And our cipher spitting facts, like how we all come up with debt. And using scripts and turning right into acts, pitching it to the home based on the righteous. All getting the catch to know this our home, though the crack spots that crack the homes. But got to avoid the stone, and that's the life is stone. Not to be preachy, but gassing you to the reverend. Cause gotta get your weight up, then just flexing. Who knows that's living and bringing the ruckus. They're fervent the guffins. Need food for thought, they trying to stomach, getting a little nuggets. Cause doing it for all their elders on the stoop, they oversee them. Cause forgot that Miss Lee could turn leader. Don't believe them, now they're evil. Now they're evil.
Sit back and I realize, and I think about how you had me mesmerized, coming around that corner whistling, "Don't worry, be happy." From that very moment when I looked into your eyes, as Monica said, I had love all over me. Some may think I'm weak for you. What they don't know is, I'm the one that's gonna ride for you. So as far as I can see, you are the soul that God put on this earth for me. Perfect? No, you're not. But no fool can ever take your spot. Ups and downs, through the good and the bad, your strength endures is what keeps me from being mad. No one really knows our story. Some claim to know where we come from. But what they don't know is that we have two hearts beating as one. So no matter what others say, who cares how they feel, as long as we know we are the real deal. We have that inconvenience love, meaning we have that get rough type love, that sometimes we need that tough kind of love. Computer love? No, it's real love. It's all sent from the man up above. My DMX, I'm his EVE. Like Sonny and Cher, I got you, babe.
Dr. Valentino to the OR, please. Dr. Valentino to the OR, please.
I remember sitting there, tears cascading down my face, piercing my skin. Slowly,
Hearing those words, trying to come to terms with the news, it was evident and destined to take place, just not now, not right now, Lord. Silently screaming, trembling to the sound, echoing. Drumming a sad song before a live audience, just as I entered the room. Iridescent indigo lights flashing, ripping my heart to shreds. How could this be? In a blink of an eye, a soldier, my spiritual soldier, lost the battle, which proceeded in death. The death of a falling angel. I admired the fight in her. Never proclaimed perfection. Acknowledged her flaws. Wrote them off as pure blemishes. Groomed me to love God before man. By no means utilize intimidation. When they put their pants on the same as you. Color has no significance. Remember who you are. And where you came from. You are not a product of your environment. If they talked about Jesus, baby, they're going to talk about you. Change comes from within. Pray and let your prayers have wings. Commit to praise. Stand tall. Humble thyself. And embrace your gifts, baby. Arrogance only profits in death of one's character. As I sat there, drifting, abandoned by Gibraltar, reminiscing on how she prepared me for days to come, knowing that one day, her day on earth will come to an end. Tears cascading down my face. Piercing my skin, slowly, dying within. Hearing those words.
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph imposed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. It was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted the beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity, shady dealings where the aftermath of her work was only 50 cent. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devil desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape. That the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. Her back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watches could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you, that everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys are enjoying the first round of the Lyrical Cypher. As I learn and I grow, I try to pass those nuggets on to you. So my nugget today, excuse me, for everybody, and like I say, if you can use it. If you can't, talk that I won't be offended. But my nugget today is don't ever stop. Don't ever give up. Don't give up on you. Don't give up on anything you're trying to do in your life positive. Keep right on moving. You know, keep right on moving. Keep right on grooving. If you fall, get back up. Do what you got to do to keep being the best you know how to be. And that's all I got tonight, you know, with that. But that's what hit my spirit today in the midst of me just working and teaching my groups. I thought about it. I was like, you know what? Don't give up on you. The best success is not giving up on you, you know, and being the best you can be, doing the best that you can. If you're not doing your best, why not? Try again now. You know, if not now, when? So that's some words of my old boss. He used to say it all the time. I just want to give him his kudos to Mr. Banks for saying that. If not now, when? So keep pushing and keep doing what you do. So with that being said, let's get into it with the next round of the Lyrical Cypher.
Let's get all the way turned up.
Get all the way turned up.
It's DJ Malanda. He's going in.
I've been waiting for you all my life. They made it love and they no pass me by. This time love me be tight. I'm a girl for the people I grew up in your game. Just gotta let you come my life. I know if you let you run away this time. And I gotta let you know, say many things they bust up my mind, okay. Baby girl, you're the best for me. Sometimes she wake up and she dress for me. Oh, ain't nobody talk about you, but I pray. God's plan is a destiny. Say baby girl, you be my destiny. To the end of my life, baby girl, you're my company, yeah. I'm in the zone, you're in the zone. Love is electric vibe. No one tells this electric vibe. Baby girl, I really wanna waste my time. Only bad man there when you're calling him. Say bad man, will it for you when you're calling him. Baby girl, no trolling him. Say bad man, will it for you when you're calling him.
You're rocking to the sound of DJ.
You know I let you play, hey, hey. On a really rough day, hey, hey. And when she dance on the beat, that they great, hey, hey. She didn't make a man great, hey, hey. She said my love and make her great, hey, hey. They say she need me many days, need me for the pain. I'm in the zone, you're in the zone. Love is electric vibe. No one says to get that trip vibe. Baby girl, I really wanna waste my time on you. Bad man there when you're calling him. Say bad man, will it live on you when you're calling him. Baby girl, no trolling him. Say bad man, will it live on you when you're calling him. What are your feet and be the ground for you? And around us.
Line. that record.
Any moment on your phone, how they call, baby. 24/7, maybe you who they want, baby. While I know y'all are for you, baby. Try pop well and balance well for me. Baby, baby, you, oh, baby. Baby, baby. Baby, baby, you, oh, baby. Baby, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, baby. Well, I balance well for me. Give you joy cause I know strong man go take for me.
I do for you, yeah. No go give it to me.
Who wanna give it to me now?
So back when I'm back, back for me, for me.
Yeah. Baby, baby, oh baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Baby, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Baby, baby, oh baby.
About circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often over-contemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Over-receptive to obvious lies, while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind, just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of that game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. You were probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook and from pocketbook to wallet. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. And guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove. And that angry shove into a violent push. And that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look. Giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. You're asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. Yeah, I can believe it.
abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others, we must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect, having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways, and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the scores. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God be the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two. And by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler was a hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Rev, looky here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, looky here. Let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated because the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem and he put it in his mouth. and he hit it hard. Just to show the scene he did in hell. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get over them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church? And the fiend, he said, yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is gonna show me that kind of love? And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, man, we got church tonight. He said, nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, Rev, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes. But the Rev said, only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend hooked them up after he pinched them around, and he pinched them off some crumbs. And just like that, the Rev shook his head like, boy, you must think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Because it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
It happened so suddenly. I woke up one morning with you on my mind. No matter what I did, couldn't stop thinking about you. Wanna live that replay of yesterday. 'Cause somebody loved you, baby. Whoa, somebody love you, baby. And you know, and you know it. Yeah. It's me, it's me, it's me, yeah. Whoa. Somebody loves you, baby.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope everybody enjoyed the show tonight. I hope you have a good night tonight, and I look forward to vibing out with y'all next Tuesday. So y'all keep pushing, keep praying, keep believing, keep being the best you know how to be, and just keep being you, you know. And don't forget, fight for you. Commit to you and fight for you every day. All right, y'all be blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful night.
Yo, I feel like I'm 5 years old in this joint.
Something you can vibe to.
13 to 9
years, yeah. All place.
This track takes me way back to being a child. Waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec with a full.